This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. President Bush held a press conference yesterday, not to talk about Iraq or Iran or Congress or the budget, but to address that most universal of annoyances, airline delays. In an attempt to ease the congestion in the skies over the Thanksgiving holiday next week, Bush announced a plan to open military airspace for commercial use. Bush called the holidays a season of dread for travelers. He also introduced long-term plans to hold airlines more accountable.
For example, a passenger forced to wait more than 2 hours for another flight would receive a minimum of $800 under our idea, instead of the current $400. We want people who are responsible for moving passengers to understand that there will be consequences for these delays.
The president's announcement draws attention to the operational problems that have plagued the airline industry for a while now. Over the first 9 months of this year, the industry has posted its worst on-time performances since it first started collecting such data back in 1995. The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked the execution of a convicted murderer in Florida. It happened yesterday, and it's the latest reprieve in a death penalty case since the justices agreed to rule on the lethal injection method. A federal appeals court earlier in the day had reversed a lower court ruling and said the 6 p.m. execution by lethal injection of Mark Dean Schwab could proceed. Schwab's lawyers had asked to stop the execution until the high court rules on whether the lethal injection constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. In September, the court agreed to decide a challenge to the three-chemical cocktail used under lethal injection procedures in Kentucky. State executions have essentially been put on hold till that decision is made. And it's been almost a week since Broadway stagehands have been on strike, silencing musical hits like Jersey Boys and The Lion King. But things could change tomorrow morning. That's when union leaders and producers are scheduled to sit down for talks. It will be the first round of negotiations since the strike started November 8th, and the pressure is on. The holiday season is when Broadway makes most of its revenue, and Thanksgiving week is one of the most lucrative. Big shows like Jersey Boys and The Lion King have huge advance sales that could help ease the blow from a dark Thanksgiving. But smaller shows could suffer unrecoverable losses if the strike continues. Finally today, the TV Land Network has released its list of the 50 greatest TV icons. And at the top slot,
from New York, The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson.
The ultimate king of late night, Johnny Carson, is the obvious number one. Other talk show hosts who made the list, David Letterman and Jon Stewart. Jay Leno did not make the cut. Larry Hagman of Dallas fame came in just under the wire at number 50. Even Lassie, Kermit, and Homer Simpson made the top 50. But what is a TV icon? Henry Winkler, the Fonz, who came in at 32, said it's someone who jumps off the screen and into your home. Regis Philbin, number 27 on the list, is a bit more skeptical. He says, if you just hang around long enough, eventually someone will call you an icon. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
I think you guys are icons.
Totally.
So not. Regis. I can't believe how cynical of Regis.
I know.
Yikes. Rachel Martin, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.